to Dungiven now, where a farmer in his 60s has been treated for shock after getting into difficulties while trying to drive his 4x4 across a river. Kieran Doherty is a station commander with the Fire and Rescue Service. Good afternoon to you, Kieran.
Good afternoon, Brian.
What happened?
Brian, it seems that a farmer was trying to cross a man-made road access over a river, the River Roe outside Dungiven this morning. Unfortunately, the flow of the river caught the trailer that he was towing, jackknifed the trailer, and stranded him on the actual river. What I would like to say is there was some of his friends and family were there trying to attempt to self-rescue him. And in the process of doing that, the farmer and his 4x4 were swept approximately half a mile downriver, where he was very fortunate to get jammed against a tree and managed to scramble out of the window of a Jeep onto the riverbank.
How dangerous were the conditions there? How deep is the water?
The conditions were extremely dangerous, Brian. When I arrived on the scene, the markings were 6 foot high on the road, and that's not to say what was below the road as well. So at the height of that, it was between 8 and 9 foot depth of water where the farmer tried to cross the road.
I have to say
I was totally gobsmacked at what I'd seen, to be honest with you.
So just to get this clear in my head, so he was in a 4x4 trying to get across a river, and how many feet of water were there, are you saying, where he was crossing?
When I arrived, there was 6 foot of water.
6 feet of water.
Now, there was a fast flow, there was an onrush of water coming down from the Spearns, but even saying that, there was at least 2, 3, 4 foot of water when he was attempting to cross.
And how much danger were the family in?
They were in extreme danger because they attempted to rescue the gentleman from the river when he was stuck. And in the process of doing that, when they straightened the trailer that he was transporting across the river caught the trailer again. And on this occasion, then, instead of jackknifing the trailer, carried the trailer with the Land Rover downriver with the farmer still on the vehicle.
How is he?
He's fine. The ambulance, the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service was there on scene and they treated him for shock. And we spoke to him, the crew and I spoke to him afterwards, and his son and his friends, and he realises how lucky a man he was. And I said, this talks now, I would like to just pass a message on to the general public about the dangers of crossing a river. And like, we have had so much heavy rainfall this last 2 months that our advice would be never to cross a river and to adhere to the road signage at rivers. Because anything above, and the general rule will be 6 inches of water, and you don't even know that 6 inches of water is extremely dangerous, as proved by the case this morning.
We know now that, of course, farmers need to get access to their fields sometimes. Is this an area that this farmer has crossed before, do you think? Is it an area that any farmers have crossed before?
Oh, yes, and it is a natural man-made crossing. You know, you do get these sort of lakes where you can cross, but, you know, once the river rises, and there is actually a river depth marker there, which is an indicator to you what depth the river is at. And when I arrived at approximately 10:15, the depth was 6 foot, and it had fallen by that stage.
And did Fire and Rescue Service personnel, did they have to get into the water or put themselves at risk too to
no,
carry it out?
No, on this occasion, we had our local crews from Dungiven and Maharal were tasked to the scene, and as you can imagine, Dungiven crews were there